In this week's update, climate change in focus as catastrophes mount up, US inflation forecast to take a pause, and UK growth data expected to show a continuing recovery. The markets enjoyed a period of relative calm last week, with indices across the world posting modest gains. They start this week in similar fashion, with continental European markets following Asia higher, although in the UK, the FTSE 100 was slightly lower on opening on Monday morning. The news focus for the coming days is likely to be the climate, with distressing images coming through of wildfires in the US, Turkey and Greece, coupled with flooding in Germany and China. In case it was needed, climate scientists issued more warnings about the future direction of global warming in new analysis from the International Panel on Climate Change. It said that temperatures are likely to rise by more than 1.5 degrees above pre-industrial levels, breaching the target set at the 2015 Paris Climate Agreement and making extreme weather events more likely in the future. So far, however, the prospects of property losses and a huge cleanup bill has not moved global markets, which have instead chosen to focus on improving economic data. The US jobs market posted a solid set of figures for July on Friday, with employment gains exceeding expectations, unemployment falling and wages accelerating. All good news, of course, but it does add to the case that central banks may have to revise their expectations for both inflation and the monetary policy outlook higher. Inflation data for the US is due on Wednesday, with a slight month-on-month cooling of price rises expected. Inflation in the US is still running about 5%. However, and in the past week, another two senior Fed policymakers hinted at the need to dial back stimulus soon. That follows the Bank of England last week raising its expectations for inflation in the UK. The mood music at the bank appears to be changing, albeit slowly, with inflation now expected to rise to 4% this year compared to a previous forecast of just 3%. This is yet to translate into any change in monetary policy, and rate setters voted 7-1 to keep rates and asset purchases at their current levels. But the minutes from the August meeting of the MPC revealed that some members now believe the conditions for some tightening have been met. The labour market remains key, with recent wage rises and unemployment data turning out stronger than expected. That points to a broad-based rise in demand that may not recede as the economy recovers from the pandemic. While the bank rate is still likely to remain at its current 0.1% this year, expectations of a future rise have come in somewhat, and markets may have to process a quicker return to more normal monetary policy. The bank may soon have to balance the need to control inflation with the potential for instability created by imposing higher borrowing costs. Markets, however, took that news in their stride, and inflation and the prospect of an earlier return to more normal policy is likely to be a focus for the months ahead. The other economic news coming up this week includes both Chinese and German inflation data, while back in the UK, the ONS will publish the first GDP estimate for the second quarter. Expectations are for annual growth running at 4.8%. The corporate news this week is quieter as earnings season comes to an end, but will feature updates from some of the companies most affected by the COVID-19 pandemic. Chewy Travel and Intercontinental Hotels both provide updates. There will also be results from Entain, owner of the Ladbrokes and Coral bookmakers, and Flutter, the online gaming company, which may provide news of a spike in gambling levels during the lockdown. Perhaps not entirely unrelated are results from Hargreaves Lansdown, the UK's largest investing platform, which on Monday reported a 17% spike in assets over the past year, including the news that more younger people are choosing to invest their money. The company highlighted extra trading volumes around so-called meme stocks, such as GameStop, which was the subject of huge speculation by retail investors earlier this year. The extra interest in stocks and shares investing probably tells a story of how the costs of the pandemic have fallen unequally, with lockdown leading to higher levels of saving among those lucky enough to see their earnings sustained during the past year and a half. Despite the positive flows, Hargreaves still saw its share price fall after the announcement, thanks to the news that costs had risen by even more at 24%. That's it for now. Have a great week.
Please be aware the value of investments and the income from them can go down as well as up, so you may not get back what you invest. This information does not constitute investment advice and should not be used as the basis for any investment decision, nor should it be treated as a recommendation for any investment. Investors should also note that the views expressed may longer be current and may have already been acted upon. Reference to specific securities should not be construed as a recommendation to buy or sell these securities and is included for the purposes of illustration only. Fidelity Personal Investing does not give personal recommendations. If you are unsure about the suitability of an investment, you should speak to an authorised financial advisor. This podcast may not be reproduced or circulated without prior permission. It is meant for UK residents and does not constitute an offer or solicitation in any jurisdiction in which it may be unlawful to make such an offer or solicitation. No statements or representations made in this podcast are legally binding on Fidelity or the recipient. Issued by Financial Administration Services Limited, authorised and regulated in the UK by the Financial Conduct Authority. Fidelity, Fidelity International, the Fidelity International logo and F symbol are trademarks of FIL Limited.